This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone who's watching the Aware Academy YouTube channel, we have done it and we got in touch with Ustadh Abdul Latif Abdullahi, the author of that amazing book, Halal Intimacy. And alhamdulillah, we had the pleasure of speaking very briefly in the past few days via WhatsApp to arrange for this interview. And mashallah, tabarakallah, all the way from Nigeria, today is joining me, brother Abdul Latif Abdullahi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustaz Abdul Latif.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh Ibrahim.
Habibi, jazakallahu khairan for accepting our humble invitation, and thank you so much for being so quick in responding to the call of Brother Farid, the publisher of your amazing book, Halal Intimacy, Dawah Bookstore. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Ameen wa antum fajazakumullahu khairan.
And Before we started the recording, you told me that you are speaking from Nigeria and it is raining. I visited Nigeria, I think, once, and I never seen rain, brother. All what I have seen is hot weather. Does it rain during the winter, during the summer? Tell us a little bit about the weather before getting into the talk, inshallah.
The weather in Nigeria is moderate. Sometimes we have rain, and sometimes we have hot weather.
But there is no cold.
There's cold.
Okay.
In fact, we have some areas with extreme cold.
Wow.
Then we have areas with mild cold. Where I am now, we have mild cold, and it is raining right now. I'm here in a lorry, Kwara State capital. And Kwara State is a state in Nigeria.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
In the north central Nigeria, north central Nigeria.
Excellent. Inshallah, next time we can meet in person in Nigeria or when you fly over to Australia, where I am today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your effort. I was so amazed to see your book when it was published. I was so happy to see that there are people still, alhamdulillah, in our community who are brave enough to tackle such topics due to its importance. And that's why I was immediately in a rush to purchase the book and to arrange this video series. I'm so sad that I didn't know you beforehand, subhanAllah, but I'm so glad that this book was the gateway to get to know you, and hopefully, inshallah, we can further collaborate in the future. Sheikh Abdul Latif, congratulations, first of all, for your beautiful book. And I wanted to start with this perhaps common question that many people have on mind about the topic of the book. Why did you decide to actually write on halal intimacy?
Thank you very much, Brother Farid. May Allah continue to assist you. I want to use this opportunity to first thank you for acknowledging the book, because there are some people in our world, when they see good things, they may not be able to appreciate it. So I thank you very much for appreciating this effort. May Allah continue to strengthen you. I am a student of Sharia. In the first place, I attended Kwara State College of Arabic and Islamic Legal Studies, where I studied Sharia and Common Law. I also moved to University of Ilorin, North Central Nigeria, where I also did Common and Islamic Law. I did Common and Islamic Law in University of Ilorin. And one of the core courses for Sharia students in these two institutions is what we call Islamic family law, ahwal al-shakhsiyya. So this is one of my favorite courses. And even as a lawyer, I love the course so much. So most of my writings on social media, Andrews, and several other places are on Islamic family law. I love to admonish people on marriage. Even before I got married in 2015, I had been someone who was keen about admonishing people on how to have an excellent marriage. And this is because of what I have studied as a course, and that is Islamic family law. So now looking into Islamic family law, you find out that the family is the smallest unit of the society. Without having a sound family, we cannot have a sound locality or environment. Without a sound environment, we cannot have a sound community, a sound state, or a sound nation.
Mm.
So most of the problems we are facing in our society today are from the fact that most people are starting their family on a very wrong background.
Mm.
So one of the matters that many scholars in our society today are leaving untreated is the issue of intimacy. The issue of nobody wants to talk about sex. Nobody wants to talk about anything relating to it.
Mm.
But whereas when you look at the books of scholars of the past, you will find out that their books are voluminous regarding this matter. They didn't mince their words. During the course of my research, I had the opportunity to speak with some scholars, and they were able to expose me to some of the sayings of the scholars regarding this matter. In fact, the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have laid clear foundations for this matter. But out of shyness, people don't want to talk, and we are getting so much problems from this. If you look at our society, we are in an over-sexualized world, which a lot of people have interest in sex. Many people don't read books, but when they see sex, they read about it. So, and this is why we have to be very careful.
Mm.
If we don't explain these matters to ourselves in line with the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a lot of people will go to wrong places, and people are actually going to wrong places.
Already.
This is what actually inspired me. When you see the kind of people that come to us for counseling, you'll be shocked at some revelations. And most of the cases you find in court today relating to divorce, you find out that the issue of sex and intimacy are the core issues separating many married people in our society. And the volume, or let me say, the numbers of divorces we have in our society, especially in Kwara states, in Nigeria particularly, especially the northern Nigeria, when you go there, you find out that in their courts, most of the issues separating couples relate to sex. And this is why it is important for us to move into this area and open it up. What I have just done is just to open up a discussion. It's just to set the ball rolling. This is not going to be the end of the discussion. I want some other people to also write on this matter. Because those who wrote on this matter in the first place, but at the time of trying to review the book medically, I got in touch with a professor of gynecology. And during my conversation with him, he was the one that even told me to go and research into the effort of two personalities in the field of medicine, Master and Johnson. These two people were the first people to research into human sexology. I had to go through some pains to look for materials regarding them, and I try to look at what they have done. So they are the first to go into this area. And I want to be one of those who are foremost in going into this area from the Muslim community, inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan. This is amazing, Sheikh. You know, you reminded me of something that I used to speak about in the past. I said that pornography had normalized a lot of imagery in the mind of people, and as a result, due to different expectations from spouses, as a result of what they have seen in these films, it made marriages really miserable. It made life within homes really miserable. And this, you mentioned that we are living in hyper-sexualized society. Wherever you look, TV series, sitcom, movies, or wherever you look, actually, sex is normalized. But the conversation about it, Sheikh, the education about how to have this part of our, natural inclination towards it within the Islamic frame, as you mentioned, based on the Quran and based on the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, this is what we're lacking. So sex is normalized everywhere, but the conversation and the education about it is lacking. And that's what we need to do, is to educate and normalize the conversation so that my child can comfortably come and ask me if something arises, or if he has seen something here or there, then I would be their primary source of education rather than pornography.
Yes.
May Allah make it easy, Sheikh.
I mean.
And why is it strictly for married and prospective people? This is your tagline for the book, Halal Intimacy from the Islamic Perspective. Strictly, not just for married. No, strictly for married people. Why is that so, Sheikh? Bismillah.
Yes, it is going to be strictly for married and prospective couples because of the fact that I have been very open in the discussion of the topics. The reason why I have to be open is because of the fact that many people have been saying it in some ways that people still don't understand. So we have to get ourselves acquainted with the reality of our world. As we said earlier, we have both agreed that we are in an hypersexualized world. So it is important for us to be open and discussing these matters within the confines of the Sharia. So if we have to discuss it, then we have to limit ourselves so that the work doesn't get to the point of defeating the main objective behind it. So the objective is to make people to love doing the halal and refrain from the haram. So it has to be limited to people who have halal relationships. For instance, a man who is getting ready to marry a woman, both of them should be able to have a prior knowledge on how to do these things in accordance with the Sharia. Most people know many things about marriage, but when it comes to the issue of intimacy, they are zero. Then even those who are already in the marriage, they need the book, in the sense that many people are upon ignorance regarding this matter. A lot of people are committing sins and they don't know. Look at the issue of sex starvation. You see a woman starving the husband or a man starving the wife. This is a great sin in sight of Allah, because this can lead to haram.
Of course, yeah.
And many Muslims in our society are very ignorant. Once they feel having this biological instinct fulfilled, once they don't get it from the halal source, they quickly move to the haram source. So, and the husband or the wife will have to share from this seed.
Mm.
So I have spoken with many people. Part of those people that I've spoken with are aged people who have read this book. For instance, I have a mother in Abuja by name Mrs. Aisha Gaya. She is the former First Lady of Kano State. Okay. After reading the book, she told me that she would have been much happy if she had been able to read this kind of book before getting married. And guess what? This is a woman of over 60 years of age.
Wow. But look, Sheikh, here she told you that she wished she could have read the book before getting married. So, which means, in my humble opinion, I think a sort of education about sexual intimacy should be also provided so that people can be ready for marriage itself, right?
That is just it. And she's a marriage counselor. She's a marriage counselor. The reason why she was open to speak to me like that was because she was a marriage counselor. Mm. And she has been using this opportunity to educate a lot of people in Abuja and in many parts of the northern part of the country. We have a problem in the northern part of the country today, because northern part of Nigeria is a place where people are shy, the place where Islamic law was very much entrenched. Unfortunately, the Western civilization has started creeping into the area. So a lot of people are doing things wrongly. So we are using this opportunity to correct the problems in our society. May Allah make it easy for us.
Ameen.
So that is the book.
Ameen.
Why we have restricted it to the married people and people whose wedding dates have already been fixed. Even if your wedding date has not been fixed, you are not qualified to read the book.
No, Jazakallah khair. It's an excellent effort. I was referring to, inshallah, perhaps future projects where we can develop something specifically for people who are not yet married. But obviously, marriage in Islam is something very important, is highly encouraged. So preparing our youngsters to that halal lifestyle ahead of time so that they don't clash and don't face these challenges later in life and affects on their marriages, in my opinion, is very, very important. Also, since you mentioned about sex starvation, this is an invitation to all couples to open up these conversations and talk to each other so that you do not resort to haram relationships or haram, you know, mediums like pornography and the like. Guys, those who didn't buy the book yet, Halal Intimacy is available at Dawah Bookstore. I will leave a link, inshallah ta'ala, in the description below this video. It's available currently. I'm not sure if there are any other publishers, Brother Abdul Latif, perhaps you can guide us. But currently, it's available in Dawah Bookstore in Malaysia. And Dawah Bookstore is an international bookstore, mashallah, and publishers, where they have various branches around the world. I know that they have for sure in Saudi, they have in Philippines, and of course, several branches in Malaysia. When I ordered it from Australia, I actually received my copy within 4 days. So inshallah ta'ala, those who wish to grab their copies, the link in the description below. Sheikhna, the book, the first thing I've read, the first thing I've read in the book was the table of content. And that's why I decided to make a video about the table of content. And when I start reading the table of content, I say, wow, this man is so brave, mashallah. It was written in a very, very straightforward manner. Have you received any backlashes from the community yet? Have you received comments about why you're talking like that, man? This is so inappropriate, something like that. And what is your response to those people who are still burying their heads in the sand, thinking that nothing is really happening behind closed doors?
Thank you very much for this question. It's a very important question that I need to answer. Before getting to publish this book for the first time, I was afraid. So when you are calling it a brave effort, I see myself as not being brave enough, because I kept the manuscript with me for a very long time. So I started showing some of my friends, especially those whose field have a lot to do with this matter. For instance, medical doctors, pharmacists, sex therapists, and Islamic scholars, many students of knowledge. I had the opportunity of showing them the book. And all of them are saying, this book must be published. In fact, some of my friends even told me that they had the intention of writing a book like this, but they have not been able to sit down and write it. So all of those people that have shown, even before publishing the book, kept encouraging me to publish. So when I got to the gynecologist, Professor Abu Ghaffar Jima, he was the one that gave me the bravery to go ahead with the project. Then I also spoke with some of the scholars, and said that based on the kind of people that have shown up before them, they see the book as a game changer.
Alhamdulillah.
They see the book as something that is going to change a lot of perspectives regarding the issue of sex and sexuality generally. So this was what gave me the courage to move on with the project. So when the book came out, many people who saw it based on my usual lifestyle were shocked. They were shocked that I could write something like this. Then I told them that it wasn't my own making. It's a kind of collaborative effort between myself and some of my friends. They really assisted me in the course of the work. So I showed many people, so it gave me the opportunity to see many perspectives regarding this matter. And you know what, Malam, my brother Wail Ibrahim, during the course of this project, the more I researched, the more I discovered I didn't know anything about intimacy. So the most important thing is for us to regulate sexual issues based on the provisions of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what the main thing that I received from my readers was the shocking revelation that, oh, Mr. Abdul Latif can write something like this. So they were shocked. Then secondly, I received a message from a brother who was trying to say that I shouldn't have been this open about this matter. So I believe the brother was saying that out of sincerity. So during our conversation, he was able to understand the fact that since the matter is restricted to married and prospective couples, so it is okay. Because all of these matters are not meant to be discussed just anywhere. Even if we have to discuss it in public, we have to make sure that we discuss it within the realm of married people or those who are getting ready to be married. Then, as you have said earlier, it is not all the topics that are no-go areas for people who are not yet married. There are some topics that we need to take some of our teenagers. For instance, what I wrote on masturbation, pornography, all these aspects are to be taught to our teenagers. They need to understand that masturbation and pornography are things they should hit them right from their teenage bracket. I hope we understand. So when they hit it at that teenage bracket, when they get married, they'll find it easy to comply with the provisions of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that are against some of these practices.
Absolutely. And Sheikhna, you since you mentioned about pornography and masturbation, I didn't get to these chapters yet in the book. I can't wait, because I specialized in that field for 20 years now, almost 20 years, been searching and researching due to the fact that I met people at that time, subhanAllah, who wanted to kill themselves. Literally, they wanted to commit suicide because they couldn't get out of that cycle of addiction, even after marriage. And some of them suffered from a lot of sexual dysfunctions and so on. So in your career as a marriage counselor, lawyer, you're a lawyer by profession. That's what I've read. So definitely you met so many clients and people from different backgrounds who perhaps suffered from this issue, pornography and masturbation. How bad how big the problem is in your career and in your research regarding the effects, the negative effects of pornography and masturbation on families?
Thank you very much, Mr. Wael Ibrahim. Based on the kind of people that I've been able to speak to regarding this matter, some people will come to me, even after publishing the book, you find out that is when some people realize that there are people trying to help people out of this problem. So they come to you, they confess to you, and at the end of the day, you will feel like crying for some of these people. And let us not even deceive ourselves. This evil of pornography and masturbation is very much entrenched, because it is just a click away. Once you are in your room, you hold your phone, Shaitan comes to you to view some of these things. Perhaps because nobody is seeing you. I hope you understand. So this is a sin. It's a very famous sin that people commit behind closed doors. And many people are living in the denial. Even some of the people that are preaching against this are also guilty. This is the reality of the situation. So we need to all help ourselves so that these dangerous habits do not consume us. So it's very important. So when people open up to us, some of the things that I've found regarding this matter, and I also wrote about it in the book. When you have the opportunity to read the book, you see some of the revelations that I made in the book. For instance, someone came to me recently and he told me how he started getting addicted to pornography and masturbation. You know, a situation whereby somebody is curious to know what is under the skirt of a woman. You understand? So yes. He's always following a woman all about. And we are in a situation whereby many Muslims don't care about their dressing again. This is one of the causes of the problems. So in the past, we used to live in an area that is very open, where people bathe at a place that are not well closed. Someone told me that is where he started pornography from. He was always interested in looking at the private part of a woman. So it started from there. So when a video came out, so he started smuggling video cassettes into the house and started watching. You know, Because we are now in a globalized world, this sin is now becoming very, very cheap. It is only with the mercy of Allah. It is only by the fear of Allah that we can escape this sin. And that is why one of the scholars said in one of the poems, let me use a local tone, maybe you enjoy it. The scholar said, إِذَا مَا خَلَوْتَ النَّاسَ يَوْمًا فَلَا تَقُلْ. When you are in the hidden, when you are away from the people, do not say, خَلَوْتُ وَلَكِنْ قُلِ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبُ. Do not say you are alone, but say that someone is with you. Someone who you can never chase away is with you, and that is Allah and his angels that are recording the bad and the good. So when we are in our closet and we think that we can do just anything, we should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing each and every one of us. So with this, if we can train ourselves, especially our teenagers, if we can train them with the fear of Allah, piety, they'll be able to know. You know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told one of his companions, a young man? He said, ittaqullaha haythuma kunt. Look at that statement. If our children are able to understand this statement, to help them a lot in escaping the trial of pornography and masturbation. Because when you gather 100 people, I'm telling you, this is my research. This is the product of my research. When you gather 100 people and they are to open up to you frankly about the evil of pornography and masturbation, you find out that at least 80% of them are involved in this habit.
And the remaining 20, they chose to be silent.
They chose to be silent.
I think I was in Malaysia. The conference was the marriage conference. And this was many years ago. And it was my first time ever to speak about pornography addiction in public for the first time. Even the organizers themselves were reluctant. So they gave me 20 minutes. They say just 20 minutes. And on that night, and I have shared this news with the organizers later, on that same night, I gave actually my contact details to anyone in the venue to contact me if they need help. And subhanAllah, I didn't realize that 320 people of the audience emailed me that night. And I contacted the organizer and I told him, look, here is my inbox. Do something about it. And subhanAllah, the year after, the same conference, they announced this and they showed the data. Of course, we disclosed all the identities of the people, but they have shown the data to show the people that how important it is to actually come to the public and raise awareness. Because if we don't, this sin will remain hidden behind closed doors. And subhanAllah, according to some statistics, Sheikhna, is that according to one of these filthy websites, they boast about 42 billion visits in a single year on the website. That's one website, and these websites exist by the billions. So we need to do something. So I really thank you from the bottom of my heart, Sheikh.
And you will also discover that most of the visitors of these sites, you find many Muslims or Muslim nations among them.
We cannot fool ourselves. If 42 billion, probably many millions are also among our brothers and sisters. I myself, Sheikh Abdul Latif, I focused on this topic for many, many years. I've written, alhamdulillah, a couple of books on the issue. And only most of my clients and the people who contact me for help, most of them, the majority, more than 90% are Muslims. So we have the problem and we need to tackle it. We need to educate our kids. It affects the memory. It affects the brain, the physical brain. It affects the health, the overall health. It affects sexual performances. It destroys marriages. divorce rate in America, according to 2005 statistics in America, not in the Muslim world, 56% of divorces because one or both partners are involved in pornography. So we need to really discuss it. So I thank you so much. I wish we have all the time in the world to keep going with this. And I thank you that you actually encouraged me to continue with the video series on your amazing book, Halal Intimacy. And if you spotted any mistakes or error in what I'm doing, please contact me and let's, inshallah ta'ala, inspire one another to continue with this journey of raising awareness about halal intimacy.
May Allah make it easy. Jazakumullah khairan. Thanks for having me.
It was lovely having you, Sheikh Abdul Latif. Please pray for us and say salam from all the way from Australia to all our brothers and sisters in Nigeria. Jazakumullah khairan.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.
That was it, my brothers and sisters in Islam. That was Brother Abdul Latif Abdullahi, the author of Halal Intimacy, an amazing book that, alhamdulillah, was converted now into a video series by myself at the Aware Academy. Looking forward to see you next episode, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and share the video so that as many people as possible reach to this beneficial knowledge, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.